Liam Clark listening to this from the Belfast Telegraph, and political commentator Alex Kane. Morning, Liam.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, Liam and Alex, you're both very seasoned journalists in this country. Did you know that it's definite that Peter Robertson is standing down before the next Assembly elections? Liam?
Well, I knew that it was very likely, but I mean, it's a different thing, a senior party member saying it. And I think when something like that is said, it makes it harder for the leader to continue. I mean, it's all right, like Alex Salmond to say, I'm going in a few months, because you can then, you know, you still, your authority still lasts. But it starts to run out when it's, you're talking about he's going to leave in a year's time. So, I mean, my prediction had been, and it was based on, I think, in reasonably good information, though it's up to Peter Robinson, was that he would leave around the time of the general election, perhaps after it. But he hasn't told me that. Now, Edwin Poots has said it as a senior party member. I think that changes the game somewhat. Though I think the reshuffle was an attempt, and a fairly successful attempt by Peter Robinson, to show that he wasn't a lame duck leader at this point, that he's capable of carrying forward the ambitious agenda he set himself on getting all-round talks going. We don't know what the outcome will be. And he also kind of put a bit of stick about before, when he forced or led a reconciliation between Simon Hamilton and Edwin Poots to get a compromise on health spending. So he came back from the summer and he showed he was the boss.
Well, Alex Kane, so here we have now, for the first time publicly, a senior DUP politician confirming that Peter Robinson is to step down before the next Assembly election.
That's interesting, Stephen. I mean, part of the speculation about when Robinson would go was fuelled by himself. He did an interview with Ken Reid, I think maybe 2.5 years ago, in which he said he would consider. He said, look, I'll be 65 in a couple of years' time. I'll certainly look at it then. He did an interview with me last June when I broached him again, and I took away from that the impression that he certainly wasn't intending to hang on. He's never said it publicly. The interesting thing about what Edwin Poots said is that Edwin certainly expects him to be gone before then, which suggests that other senior DUP members expect him to go.
It's one thing to expect it, but it's another thing for him to say it out loud on the air.
I don't think he meant to say it out loud. So I actually think that Edwin has seen it. I've certainly written about it. Liam's written about it. A number of political commentators have written about this. I think it's known. Nobody in the DUP has approached me, and I'm sure nobody in the DUP has approached Liam and said, guys, you're totally and utterly wrong. Peter's hanging on forever and ever.
Yeah, but it's out there now. So how are they going to react to this now? They've got a senior member of their party now saying Robinson will go before the Assembly elections. He's going to have to either confirm or deny it now, isn't he?
He is, and it also begs the question, is this Edwin? Edwin is one of the, whatever people may think of the decisions he made in health, Edwin Poots is one of the most astute political figures in the DUP. He was either being mischievous when he told you that, or he made a genuine mistake thinking it actually was public knowledge. You have to make the call on that one, but it ain't a surprise. And the other interesting thing about this, just on the Edwin Poots, this reshuffle, Stephen, I think 2 weeks ago, Robinson, huge article in the Belfast Telegraph, threatening, saying, look, the whole thing could collapse. We're facing an early election. And yet 2 weeks later, he reshuffles the Assembly, his ministerial team. That, again, seems an extraordinarily strange thing to do, given those circumstances.
Already reaction to this announcement by Edwin Poots this morning. Marty on Twitter says Poots knows exactly what he's doing. He's just kicked Robinson for the reshuffle. Do you think that's what's happened here, Liam Clark?
It's very hard to tell. Like Alex, I'd be in two minds. Perhaps he thought it was talked about enough in the party that it was no one. But Edwin Poots certainly would have reason to feel sore. He says he's an easygoing guy because not only has he been removed as minister, and as he said, he got carrying on with the post longer than was expected initially, but he hasn't been given anything else. He isn't a committee chairman or anything else.
And nor has Paul Given.
Nor has Paul Given, that's right.
And they're both seen to be close to Ian Paisley Jr. What's going on within the DUP?
Well, I think that by shuffling it all, Robinson has shown that he has authority, that while he's a leader, and he can reward people, and he can punish them, and he can shift the deck chair.
And yet one of the two men that's been punished has just announced Robinson's retirement.
Well, there you go, Stephen. You could certainly put that construction on it. I do think it makes it difficult for, I mean, if he had been, you know, he would, it does make him difficult for him to remain on till close to the general election, because, you know, it's going into months and people are saying, when's he going? I don't think it makes it difficult for the next few months up to the general election. I think that he's okay. He's got a programme of work to do in that. He's trying to save the Assembly. differently as he sees it and so on. That keeps him going. But I think after the general election, it gets difficult. But that would be a natural time to go anyway, because then he'd know if he's won East Belfast. If he hasn't, he can always co-opt the unsuccessful candidate into his assembly seat. You have a reasonable period. You would want a reasonable period before the assembly election anyway. But it certainly wasn't a sign of support from Edwin Poots. That's right. It doesn't particularly help Robinson, right, to have this card played for him.